This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This coming Friday, the IRS begins to accept 2020 tax returns. The tax season is starting late because of, well, the reason begins with a C. The IRS is still working on last year's returns, and it still has mail to open. All of this is a hurdle for taxpayers and the accountants who help them, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
Imagine this. You owe money on your taxes. You pay it. And then months later, the IRS sends you a letter like that never happened. It says, basically, pay up, or in IRS lingo.
If we do not hear from you and you do not petition the U.S. Tax Court, we will assess the additional tax you owe, plus any applicable penalties and interest, and send you a bill.
That's Matt Metris, a tax preparer in New York, reading from a notice the IRS has been sending out a lot lately. Some of his clients have gotten them. And it's uncomfortable.
The first thing they want to do is blame the tax preparer, like we messed something up, right? And they're like, well, I paid this. I don't know what happened.
The pandemic happened. Cesar Boca Chica is an accountant for a firm in Virginia called ProSport CPA.
When the pandemic hit, the IRS had to shut down their offices. And when they shut down their offices, the correspondence, the letters, the checks, they didn't stop receiving them.
So the agency built up a huge backlog, millions of pieces of unopened mail and millions of unprocessed returns. And that's created all kinds of problems. Checks from taxpayers sit uncashed. Refunds never arrive. The delays are so bad, they're even affecting people who bypassed the mail and paid their taxes online. Carla Blanchard is a CPA in Illinois. She paid her taxes electronically in July. And yet, the IRS sent her letters saying she didn't. Meanwhile,
you can log into your IRS account. And when I logged into mine, it showed my payment there. So the payment that they're saying I didn't make is actually posted to my account.
The IRS phone lines are backed up too, so it can take a while to get through to the agency, if you can get through at all. Bob Blickwar is a CPA at UHY Advisors. He says this is confusing and upsetting for clients, especially because it costs them money.
You know, we as CPAs bill for our time. And I think that's what they're finding most frustrating, that they are incurring additional charges to have these issues resolved. And to be frankly honest with you, I can't say as I blame them.
The IRS declined to comment for this story. But on its website, the agency acknowledges the delays. It says taxpayers should not cancel checks they've sent and that checks will be recorded on the date they were received, not opened. The IRS also says it's working hard to get through the backlog and encourages people to file their 2020 taxes online. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.